translation. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love for God. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks in this connection that if one takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, follows their instructions to become more tolerant than the tree and humbler than the grass, and in this way chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. There are offenses to be considered in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but there are no such considerations in chanting the names of Gaur Nityananda. Therefore, if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but his life is still full of sinful activities, it will be very difficult for him to achieve the platform of loving service to the Lord. But if, in spite of being an offender, one chants the holy name of Gaur Nityananda, he is very quickly freed from the interactions of his offenses. Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya Nityananda or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshipping Radha Krishna. In our Krishna Conscious Movement, our students are first advised to worship Guru Gauranga, and then, when they are somewhat advanced, the Radha Krishna deity is installed, and they are engaged in the worship of the Lord. One should first take shelter of Gaur Nityananda in order to reach, ultimately, Radha Krishna. Srila Narottama Das Thakur sings in this connection, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira, hari hari bolite nayana bhavanira, or kabanita chandir karuna habe, samsara, vachana mora kabatucha habe, visaya chariya, kabishuda habamane, kabe hama hirabe, shrivindavan. In the beginning, one should very regularly chant Sri Gaurasunda's holy name and then chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda. Thus one's heart will be cleansed of impure desires for material enjoyment. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, there's no need to go to Vrindavan, for unless one's mind is purified, he cannot see Vrindavan even if he goes there. Actually, going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidakta Malava, Lalita Malava, and the other books that they may have given. In this way, one can understand the transcendental loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Kabe hama bujaba se yugala piriti. The conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is not an ordinary human affair. In order to understand Radha and Krishna, worship them and engage in their loving service, one must be guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. For an ordinary man, worship of Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, or the Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, he should not be induced to worship Radha Krishna directly. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur and worship them with false prestige. Without false prestige, sorry. That didn't sound right. Since everyone within this material world is more or less influenced by sinful activities, in the beginning it is essential that one take to the worship of Guru Gauranga and ask their favor. For thus, despite all his disqualifications, one will very soon become qualified to worship the Radha Krishna Vigraha. It should be noted in this connection that the holy names of Lord Krishna and Gaurasundar are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people in this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is very easily achieved, Therefore, one must take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhanichananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. By serving Gauranichananda, one is freed from the entanglements of material existence and thus becomes qualified to worship the Radha Krishna deity. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Shakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Darati Swapanantikam Vandeham Siguro Siyutapadakamalam Sigurun Vaisnavam Sya Sirupam Sagrajatam Saganaraganatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sirada Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sivisakam Vitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchani Gorangi Radhe Vindavaneswari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare And so it happened that some devotees decided that they should start chanting rounds of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda and around the beats. Because doesn't it say in this purport that actually we should not chant Hare Krishna, we should chant the Panchatattva mantra. For an ordinary man, worship of Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu or the Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, he should not be induced to worship Radha Krishna directly. A neophyte devotee, a neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. There you go. So, are you all thinking you're advanced or something? Is that what's going on? Also for the internet, chanting Hare Krishna. How dare you? Should chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Yes, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. I hope the internet doesn't cut off here. And that I've created confusion around the world. But we are chanting Hare Krishna because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna. It is mentioned that by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have a string around his waist with knots and that he would chant on that. He would chant on that string. So, instead of beads. So, there are so many possibilities for chanting. But he was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms that in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita, he states that we should chant Hare Krishneti, he said Hare Krishna, etc. Meaning the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sometimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find many verses, and it is then they were chanting Hari, 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 Hari. We never chant Hari, Hari, not so often. Generally, we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So where am I going with this explanation is that this proves that when you just start reading the text alone without the guidance of a spiritual master, there is a good chance that we become confused. Therefore, ultimately we must hear. We must hear from the Vaishnavas. Sometimes this question was asked to Srila Prabhupada. Is it enough if we just are reading your books at home, or should we also hear them from the various speakers in the classes? And Srila Prabhupada pointed out, yes, this is very important to hear from the speakers. Because if we read ourselves, we may have a particular understanding of what we read according to our own limited conception. And it may not be completely right. It may not be completely profound. And we just read and we just multiply our own misconceptions every time we read. And then we hear a class, and then we hear a particular explanation of something we read 1,000 times. And suddenly we think, wow, I never thought of it like that. Gosh, yeah. And in this way, hearing from various speakers will deepen our understanding and refine our understanding. And this is how gradually Krishna consciousness will begin to dawn upon us. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is an interesting description how Gopa Kumar meets his spiritual master. And the spiritual master is sort of, he doesn't see him very often. And when he sees him, sometimes the spiritual master is not really finishing his instruction. Sometimes due to ecstasy or whatever, he gives him half an instruction, or he just moves on, and then Gopa Kumar doesn't quite get it. You know, I mean, what did he mean? But anyway, he tries as good as possible to execute that instruction. And then, yeah, somehow or other, it is revealed from within. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the purport to one of the Chatu Sloki, the same point is made. Te sam evanukam partam aham agyanajam tamaha nasyami atmabhavisto jnana dibena bashvataha. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport is saying that when we are not actually, Krishna is always enlightening us with transcendental knowledge, but if somehow or other we are so unfortunate that still we don't understand, then there is the spiritual master and the devotees, the Vaishnavas, who are instructing spiritual masters to enlighten us further. But if one is so unfortunate that even in spite of receiving such instructions, one is still not acting properly upon the path, then Krishna will make arrangements. In other words, then you get smashed. Right? So it is sort of something like hear or get smashed. Yeah, roll over in a car or something, and suddenly we are very Krishna conscious. We learn not only through hearing, but also through a life in the material world, through the interaction of the modes of material nature. And thus, both Krishna and both Guru are teaching us, both from within and without. So, therefore, the instruction of the spiritual master is the last word. This comes up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when Ishvara Puri is at the end of his life. He is being served by a faithful devotee named Govinda, who is his disciple, in other words, the godbrother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the last instruction of Ishvara Puri is that Govinda should, after the departure of his spiritual master, immediately go and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become his personal servant. So Govinda comes and he's very happy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no way, I can't accept this. I cannot accept service of my godbrother. No question. The scriptures are explicit about this. That I cannot do. But then, he says, but then again, on the other hand, it is the order of my spiritual master. And the order of the spiritual master is so, carries so much weight that it even supersedes the instruction of the scripture. And that point is made there. So that's a very important point, giving the importance of the spiritual master. Tamal Krishna Maharaj would remind us that Prabhupada from time to time made that statement that his purports were more important than the verses of the scripture. So it sounds a little awkward, you know, to say that, well, actually, you know, my purports are more important than the verses, the words of the Lord. Right? So, a materialist wouldn't get it, but for a devotee, not difficult to understand, because how could we figure it out without these purports? These purports are bringing it down to us, are explaining it to us, and without, what would we understand? Like, for example, take Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, the descriptions of Puranjan. Try and understand the symbolic meaning of all these verses without the purports. Good luck, you know. Just go through it without the purports, and then read it again with the purports, and a whole universe opens up in terms of the symbolism that is there in that canto. So that's a clear example of what I mean to say. Therefore, we must be careful and to try and understand how are the spiritual masters, plural, Vande Gurun, my own spiritual master, and the previous acharyas, how are they understanding this? And one must be chaste in this way. One must be careful trying to understand how are the spiritual masters explaining this and understanding this. In this way, we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but preceded by this Panchatattva Mantra. Sometimes devotees chant the Panchatattva Mantra between each Maha Mantra, between each round of Maha Mantras, rather, and then, you know, before chanting a round started with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunichananda Siddhveda Kadari Srivasani Gora Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, like that. But Srila Prabhupada didn't do that, just that we know. So I heard from Jayadvaita Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada didn't do that. He chanted it at the beginning, actually. And that is also what is written. Not that it's forbidden, you know, strictly forbidden to chant the Panchatattva Mantra between rounds. Anyone who does so is a great offender. No, not like that. But Prabhupada didn't do. In a way, if our generation, what is our claim to fame, our generation of Vaishnavas? Right? I mean, if we look at some of the previous generations, I mean, look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting the same vow as Haridas Thakur, 300,000 names. Then he gave these beats to his son, Bimal Prasad, and he told him to do it also. And he also chanted 300,000 names for about 10 years. So, to chant to come to a billion names, this vow of the billion names, inconceivable for us. I don't think it's anywhere near possible. So some of these previous Vaishnavas in previous generations, they were so extraordinary, so deep. You read about Srinivas Acharya on Ekadasi, and you can read how Srinivas would chant the whole night with a number of followers. And what they did is they tied their sikhas with strings to the ceiling. Right? So they all had they all sat there chanting with their sikhas tied to the ceiling and chanting. So, you know, there's no nodding off. Right? It doesn't. And in this way, they managed to chant the entire night. What determination. Are we ready for it? Tie those sikhas and let's just chant. So we can see, if we read about the Vaishnavas in the past, I mean, such amazing things, you know. Narottam Das Thakur, his kirtan in Kateri, it was so transcendental. We're about to go off to Birmingham and chant for the weekend. But will the same thing happen that happened in Kateri when suddenly in the middle of the kirtan, it started that all the devotees, they just were carried away by the chanting of Narottam. It was so sweet. Some started crying and some started dancing, and suddenly the Panchatattva was there and they were also there, also dancing. And then all the devotees became ecstatic and tears started to flow from their eyes. And it's described in the Bhakti Ratnakar that the ground became muddy of the tears. And then the Panchatattva disappeared, and then even more tears flowed. So, I mean, imagine such things, such scenes, right? It's definitely another world. I'm thinking of the Panchatattva dancing in great ecstasy, and how all the acharyas are like dancing with them and behind them like a transcendental caravan. And you can see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his old age jumping high in ecstasy, Raghunath Das Goswami rolling on the ground. All these things are not difficult to to envision. And then there's a long caravan, and we see Prabhupada dancing and in London in 1973 in front of the Jagannath chariot, in the same way, in the same level of ecstasy, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. No difference. And then there's us, you know, at the back of the caravan. We sort of, okay, Prabhu, how many rounds you got left? Well, I'm not sure. I sort of lost count. I lost my counting beat 6 weeks ago. In Vrindavan, in the Brahmachari Ashram, we found out that there was one Brahmachari who didn't have beats in his beat bag. Serious. True story. So, what a world it is. Anyway, somehow or another, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda, that mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we really need it, that's for sure. And not just as some sort of magic phrase, you know, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or something like that. No, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Appreciating that we are dependent upon the mercy of the Panchatattva, not just mechanically repeating the sound, but actually a prayerful chanting, praying to the Lord and praying for mercy, begging from, how can I possibly go forward? How can I maintain this for my entire life? People sit down in a fire sacrifice and go before their spiritual master and promise that they're going to follow these regulative principles for their whole life and chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day without fail. Whew. How do they know they can do it? How can anyone promise this for a whole life? I mean, are we sure that we can really do it? No, we cannot promise. We cannot promise that we will do these things a whole life. We don't know what will happen. Just wait. Even the strongest devotee, you know, like with high fever in the hospital, suddenly is in a different position, and it becomes hard to chant. It becomes hard. Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. It becomes difficult. So, ultimately, how can we chant? How can we promise such a thing? We can only promise it on the strength of the mercy of the Lord, on our prayer to Krishna. Somehow or another, Krishna, help me. Help me to fulfill these vows. Oh, Lord Chaitanya, you are so merciful. Please help this fallen soul to somehow or other overcome the mind and the senses. Otherwise, how can we ever do it? Mind and senses are so strong. Balavan indriyam gramo vitvam samapikarsati. The senses are so strong that even someone who is very learned in scripture still is weak. So what to do? So that mercy of Lord Chaitanya is very central to us. And, you know, sometimes we have seen that people have discussed the Swarup of Srila Prabhupada, what it might be, and some have suggested that it might be Sakyaras, right? And some publication and made their points about it, whatever. And whatever that may be, I'm not going to enter into the debate in this lecture. But sometimes, as part of the evidence, it is stated that because Srila Prabhupada placed Krishna and Balaram as the principal deities on the altar in Vrindavan. But if we study the Chaitanya Charitamrita and are reading about Krishna and Balaram being installed in Vrindavan in the purports, Srila Prabhupada is writing that he particularly has installed Krishna and Balaram because they are non-different from Gaur Nitai. Because they're non-different from Gaur Nitai. And yes, and in this purport he says the same thing. He basically repeats Narottam Das Thakur. Nitai pade bine bhai Radha Krishna paitanai. Without the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, one cannot attain Radha and Krishna. So we go through Krishna and Balaram, through Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and then Vrindavan may be revealed to us. Otherwise, what is the point? What is the point? See, what happens is, we will enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and we'll find them very inspiring. Absolutely. There are very beautiful descriptions of wonderful stories. Krishna drawing dolphins on the breasts of the gopis. Wow. Dolphins. And it is kind of intriguing to the mind. But at the same time, when a liberated soul, when one who has love for Krishna hears such narrations, then it is sufficient to satisfy the heart. But if one approaches such pastimes exclusively, not sometimes, but all the time as a sadhana, and one doesn't have that love of God, then such descriptions may be very intriguing and nice and exciting, and yes, we want to hear more, satisfying curiosity, but it will not be enough to capture the heart exclusively, and other desires will remain. And then, again, one will desire his own pastimes in this world with the opposite sex. In other words, it's not adequate. So first, serving Lord Chaitanya. It is explained that in the relationship with Krishna, there are five rasas, Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, and Santa, or conjugal, parental, friendship, servitorship, neutrality. All these five rasas are there. But that in the relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is only one, the relationship of Dasya. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as the spiritual master. So in relation to the spiritual master, there is only Dasya, only servitorship, nothing else. So in the same way, in the relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's Dasya, only servitorship. So, and by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by taking up that mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread mercy, to somehow or other engage anyone and everyone in devotional service, in that way, one becomes absorbed. Sometimes it is said that Vrindavan Das Thakur is none other than the Veda Vyas of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then it is said in the future, and this is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said towards the end. It is said that in the future, Veda Vyas will again appear and reveal so much more about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, how is that? Yes, there is a lot more going on in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one thing should be understood is that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not finished at all. They're going on right now. We are not just studying the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right now. This is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right here. In the Bhaktivedanta manner. Somehow or other. Donated by George Harrison. All that is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, well, Kadamba Kanan Swami. Very nice, you know. But on what basis are you making such a statement? It sounds good, and definitely sounds good, but isn't this a typical example of speculation? And isn't speculation in Sanskrit referred to as manodharm, or forbidden religious activities, forbidden? So did you just step over the line, Swami? And could you please produce the evidence for this statement, or should you duly be hung on the highest tree? To save my neck, I gotta come up with something quickly. So one thing that comes to mind is a Bhagavatam lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave. And at the end of the lecture, someone asks the question and says, is Joan of Arc also in the Bhagavatam? And Prabhupada says, eh? Joan of Arc, right? From France, you know, Joan of Arc in the back of a tomb. And then he says, yes, she's also in the Bhagavad tomb. Yes, she is. He says, because the life of the devotee is also Bhagavatam. The life of the Bhagavat is also Bhagavatam. So in that way, the devotees, and yes, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are not the stars in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are examples of the verse Mukam Kroti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim, you know, the lame who somehow or other start to climb mountains and dance, the blind, you know, who can't see anything, you know. Dekina deke yata atab abaktiragan ulukina deke suryarakiran. Even while seeing, the non-devotee cannot see, is totally blind, right? Just like an owl cannot see the rays of the sun. So that's our position. We cannot see Krishna. We forget him all the time and don't see him. Oh, Krishna, why you left me alone? Come on, the day you came to the material world, Krishna came with you in the heart. As Paramatma, he never left us alone, not for a moment, always with us. And Krishna is seated in the heart, Saroruham, on the lotus in the heart. At the concluding words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I like those concluding words. You can read the last book of Antya Lila, and then you get the concluding words. And there Srila Prabhupada describes that, he says that Krishna personally, is actually seated within the heart of his devotee. And he's not alone. He said, no, Krishna is there in all his various forms and expansions. So it's getting pretty crowded there. You can just imagine all the deities are packed together in the heart as yous. And he said, that's not all. He is even present there in the form of the spiritual master. And he says, in that way, my spiritual master is always present, is always with me. Isn't that nice? I mean, it's like powerful. It's just a final statement, you know, at the end. So we are never alone. Lord Chaitanya is with us every moment. And then I'll end with the Ajamil story and a Puranic perspective on it. Ajamil was the best student in his in the Gurukul, in the ashram. He was the exemplary brahmachari, learned, just really such a nice example. And then his teachers, they thought, this is such an amazing personality. Let's have a look at his astrological chart. So they were qualified brahmanas, they calculated, and they saw that he had many good planets, but then they saw that he was just going in a dark Rahu phase, and that suddenly everything would turn around. So they immediately made arrangements for his marriage. And they married him to a beautiful young Brahmani. He said, okay, in this way he will be sheltered. But then Ajamil, one day he saw that Sudra embracing the girl, the prostitute, and he fell down. Well, you know, I mean, And from a modern perspective, big deal, boy embracing girl, if you're going to fall down over that, you know, it's like you haven't got much of a chance in London, you know. You're not going to survive very long. The things you have to see sometimes go a bit further than that, if you know what I'm referring to. I don't want to bring memories to the mind. But when I was a brahmachari, I was staying in Amsterdam temple for a while, and I had to carry the laundry. We were all going on Sankirtan. I had to carry the laundry around the corner to the laundromat and drop it off. So there was this huge bundle, and all you would see was legs, a bundle with legs walking into the laundromat. And so as I was dropping off the laundry, I was safe. But then, after I dropped it off, I was in trouble, because opposite of the laundromat, there was the Dutch Society for Sexual Reform. And that one is intense. It's Dutch, first of all. And second of all, they had pictures and phone numbers. Right? You're interested in this? Call this number. And all kinds of things that come up in sinful minds. We're being advertised there and normalized. It's all right. It's not. It's human. You know. It's fine. And call this number. It's like, so and somehow or other protected by the holy name. And Prabhupada says in a lecture, Ajamil, he was a qualified brahmana, and Ajamil fell down. Then what is our chance? What is our chance? And we are here in the middle of Maya, not so qualified. What is our chance? But we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then so, yeah, no, you know, I've been devotee now for a couple of years, and yeah, Maya, you know, it's like, yeah, it doesn't really affect me so much, you know, yeah, boy and girl embracing, I mean, you know, it's nothing to me, you know. I mean, I watch a Bollywood movie, and I see, I see the dance moves, but it doesn't do anything to me, you know. Are you sure? Are you sure? First of all, it's dangerous. And now I'll tell you a story within a story, just like the Mahabharata. That once, you know, at the time of Gandhi, he had a movement, and, you know, they all had to wear khadi, you know, coarse hand-woven cloth, and they all had to be celibate. So this one leader of the party, he was married, but celibate. So separate bedrooms for 20 years. Then a political enemy once sent a prostitute. And she came, you know, to the office in the guise of a secretary, and she came to take notes. And the man sort of got glimpses of the wrong things. And she made movements, you know, that would have even agitated stone. And it had no effect, apparently. He didn't fall down with that prostitute. But that night, for the first time in 20 years, he went to the bedroom of his wife. So isn't that interesting? I find it super interesting, because what we see here, we see a case where the seed goes into the consciousness in one situation and it comes out in another. Now think about that. I mean, we pick up so many seeds and they go in and they work there in the consciousness. Poster, movie, clip. You know, sometimes these unwanted pop-ups, you know, pop up on the computer. Oops. especially when you're trying to download free software. There are a few it's like there are a few sites that are really intense, you know. Poof. It's like I don't download any free software myself. Dangerous. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, all these things. So, what to do? So, back to the conclusion. Deceit goes in one situation and comes out in another. So it's more tricky than you think it might be. This movie is all right. It doesn't do nothing to me. I just sort of look the other way. Yeah. And then back to Ajamil. But Ajamil fell down. He was so qualified. What is our chance? And we are becoming more advanced. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Om, 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 Hare, Hare. But the fact of the matter is that Maya is attacking from all sides, and it's Lord Chaitanya who stands in between and blocks all these attacks and saves us every moment. And we think, I'm becoming a bit advanced now in Bhakti Yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But the truth is, so, in other words, Lord Chaitanya is saving us again and again. And that is saving grace. One more little piece of evidence that we are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita now is that Srila Prabhupada writes in the 17th chapter of Adi Lila, in one purport, he says that wherever the kirtan is going on, and there is prasadam on the Sunday love feast, there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally present. So that's like, you know, didn't know that, huh? On the Sunday feast, there you go. Not too bad. As one of the steady guests is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that way, we are indeed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so much amazing mercy is happening. And therefore, we can do it. Not on our own strength, but on the strength of the mercy of the Lord. We can do it. We can do it. We can be successful in spiritual life. Even when it's difficult, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will save us. We can do it. Thank you very much. Any questions? Any comments?